Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, welcome back to Forest Focus. It's only been a couple of hours since we were last with you. I've literally just had my lunch, and now we do know Nottingham Forest's fate when it comes to a points deduction for breaching Premier League PSR rules. They've been deducted 4 points, according to widespread media reports, just awaiting confirmation. They might well appeal. They're considering one. So we're going to discuss how we feel about that and what it means for the rest of the season. Very grateful to be joined by Pete Blackburn, who not for the first time in the last few weeks has bailed me out. Pete, how are you doing?
Yeah, good. Nice to have a bit of certainty around things now, so that's nice.
Yeah, I mean, that is certainly one positive from it. I mean, just in terms of the number itself, we shouldn't be relieved when we get a points deduction, but are you pretty relieved in the context of what it might have been and what we feared it might be?
Yeah, I think relief is the word. I mean, as you say, this is sort of a mad world that we're in now, where we're almost celebrating rulings like this, isn't it? But yeah, I think this morning there were a lot of whispers floating around that this was going to be the outcome, so I wasn't too surprised when it finally came through from Will Unwin in The Guardian. But yeah, overall definitely relieved. I sort of presumed that we'd be getting a 6-point deduction for most of the period that I was worrying about this. Obviously 4 points seems, I mean, that's a fair difference to 6, to be honest, in the scheme of things, given every point is really going to be it's going to be crucial in this run-in. So yeah, definitely relief in a couple of senses. Firstly, that the points deduction isn't as big as it perhaps could have been, and secondly, just that this really sort of long period of chaos is sort of over, albeit there's likely to be an appeal, but that feels like a sort of a fundamentally less sort of damaging period now we've got an initial ruling.
I mean, we're not inside Forest discussions, but it kind of feels like we probably should appeal and we have nothing to lose. Or do you feel like it kind of drags it out and extends the uncertainty? What's your take on that?
Yeah, I sort of see both sides of that argument in a sense. I mean, the other thing to be concerned with is whether it's actually possible that an appeal panel could come up with a higher points deduction. I don't think we actually know whether that's the case or not, and I'm not sure if anyone knows whether that's the case or not, because it seems like this entire process, not just for Forest but for Everton as well, is being decided on the hoof somewhat. I think we probably assume that that's not an issue that we would have to contend with, and if that's the case, then I suppose Forest will feel that they have a duty or a responsibility to appeal if they think it's possible that mitigations might see a further decrease in the points. I mean, there is a part of me that thinks we've got some clarity now, and that sort of clarity and stability is something we desperately need at the moment. And perhaps an appeal that won't help on that front. But I think if we accept that it's unlikely that a points deduction can be increased, the appeal is probably something that is going to happen, and it's probably the right thing to do ultimately. And hopefully the players and the staff can sort of put this whole issue to the side now, because I don't think it should be looming in quite the way that it has been doing. So as I say, I think the really important thing is that we've got that clarity now, I think these things are sort of impossible to quantify, but uncertainty and instability rarely leads to good performance in any sort of walk of life. And I think people generally like to know where they stand. This has obviously been hanging over us for several months, and I think it's hard to imagine that it hasn't had an impact on the players and the staff. Impossible to quantify, as I say, but I think it must have done. So hopefully, regardless of an appeal, but those are things that we can sort of move on from now. I think the club will feel that they have a responsibility to appeal. There'll probably be some anger in some quarters, and they'll feel that they have to do whatever they can to reduce the sanctions.
Yeah, the club do reportedly, according to John Pearson, saying, I feel annoyed that it's as big as it is. But like Pete says, I'm quite relieved. I know we shouldn't be, but I did, for the last few months, think 6 points. I mean, initially, we probably were worried it was 10, and then Everton's appeal made you think it's going to be 6. So to get less than that, does feel a bit of a relief. I mean, if we talk about a revised Premier League table, it would put Forest on 21 points, a point behind Luton, with 9 games to play, Everton 25, Brentford 26, and then Crystal Palace a little further away on 29. So, first question, do you think it's a straight shootout between us and Luton, or does the bracket still go up as far as Brentford for you?
I guess 2 points on that. I think it's definitely not a straight shootout between us and Luton, and Everton are clearly going to be in the absolute thick of it. Their form is dreadful. Brentford's form is dreadful as well. Both worse than us, I think, if you look at the last 10 games. I think they're both in it. I think 6 points probably would have made Brentford feel pretty comfortable, but I think 4 points just about keeps them in that situation with us. I'm not too sure. I guess what I would say is that I don't think it's a straight shootout with us and Luton, but I think that the way that the players and the staff probably need to deal with it is as if it is, because there's obviously that tiny bit of difference between us now. The situation can swing in one game week pretty significantly. We've got a goal difference advantage on them, I think, if I'm correct.
Yeah, marginal one, yeah.
Yeah, so if we outperform them at this point for the rest of the season, then we stay up and they're likely to go down. So I think it might be helpful to see it as that. It gives you a sort of simple, tangible target, I suppose. But I do think that there are other clubs in this, and I mean, I think you have to expect that Everton are going to get more points, because it seems that the commissions are setting points as the only precedent that there can be. And if that's the case, then they're going to be right in it with us.
Yeah, absolutely. As Pete says, Everton, I don't think they even had their hearing yet, their second charge.
No, it's next week, I think.
Yeah, so by that logic, well, in theory, it's supposed to be a week after, but we know that didn't quite happen with the Premier League. So they'll probably find out again. Brentford, I banged on like a drum about this last week. They lost to Burnley, and it really cranks the pressure up on them. They do have Brian Mbeumo back, which makes a difference, but I think they're right in the thick of it, certainly. Does it make you more annoyed that we didn't beat Luton in a game we might absolutely should have won, or is it just a story of our whole season that that's happened time and again in a way?
Well, if I'd spoken to you at the weekend, I don't think I would have felt that I could possibly be more annoyed than I was at the end of that game, and I'm still not really over it at all, to be honest. But no, it sort of does. It does make it more annoying. You can't help but feel if we had seen that game out and then had this news of the points deduction today, which in the mad bizarre world we're living in sort of feels relieving. That's a position that I think we would have been feeling really quite positive about. It's pretty gutting, doubly gutting, because it was horrible on the way everything happened, as you've all talked about in the pod already. But we are where we are, and we need to forget about all that stuff now and look forward.
Do you think there's another factor in it as well, in that I imagine Everton and Everton might look at this quite favourably, but certainly Luton might have been thinking, oh, Forest are going to get more points than this. And does that kind of not feel like a kick in the teeth for them, because they'll take it, but they might have thought, oh, maybe Forest are going to get more than 4 points and it could have been more favourable to us, do you think?
I mean, possibly. Obviously, we've no idea what other clubs are thinking, but as I said earlier, I think it's impossible really to imagine that this isn't playing into psychology, certainly at our club and perhaps at others as well. It's just a crazy season, isn't it, really, not knowing where we all stand. And I mean, if appeals are had from us and Everton, we may well not know where we stand until the season's finished. So yeah, it's a pretty mad time. But I mean, all I would say really is all we can really focus on is what happens on the pitch with both us and those other clubs. And I think I was looking at the last 10 form for everybody involved. I mean, Luton and Brentford have taken 7 points from those games. We've taken 8 and Everton have taken 5. I mean, that is an absolute misery fest all round. So nobody's in particularly good shape at this point. And I think they're all in it. And the job for Forest now is pretty clear, isn't it? You know, we've got to find some of those positives that were sort of coming out in the first few games under Nuno, that sort of fearlessness that perhaps we had. We've got to find that again now and cut out the mistakes and start making it count on the pitch, because we know how many games we've got left. We know what the situation is now, and hopefully it can only be unchanged or get better if there's an appeal. So we know what we've got to do. We've got to better Luton and see who else we drag in along the way.
Matt asks in the comments, is the Everton decision due today? No, it's going to be another couple of weeks, I would think, Matt. So that's another factor that we have to consider. I think people in the comments would like us to appeal as well. And most people seem to think it's a pretty decent penalty, all things considered. Is the timing kind of helpful as well, in it's right at the start of an international break? We can dust ourselves down. I know players are going away, but not en masse. Does it feel like we have to use this to our advantage? Because I hate international breaks, but I actually feel this is a rare occasion where it actually does come at a good time for us.
I think so. My instinct would be yes. I mean, it's real amateur psychology stuff, isn't it, this? So yeah. I'm not sure that I could say anything with sort of great confidence in my own views. But I think if it was me going into this situation, I would feel good about the timing, and that, you know, particularly for Nuno and his staff, they've got a period of time now where they can prepare for some really big, important games. I'm not going to say winnable games because I got told off for saying that, but big, important games against teams not miles away from us that hopefully we can be competitive in. And they've got time now to prepare for those games, but without things hanging over them, things looming over them for the first time in, I mean, has it been 3 months? Something along those lines. So it feels to me like it must be positive timing in that sense. Obviously, there's nothing positive about the whole thing, really. And I guess we'll probably talk about some of the wider issues as well. But yeah, I think it's a good moment. Hopefully, it just gives us a real chance to regroup in this period of a couple of weeks now.
I said earlier what I want Nuno to do and his staff in last, you know, in these 2 weeks, in terms of taking, you know, re-release the handbrake and pick, you know, get back to what we saw early on. What do you want to see now from Forest players? Now the cloud's lifted to an extent. What do you want to see them do on the pitch tactically and in terms of attitude?
Well, I thought you were bang on with your assessment earlier today. I mean, the performances haven't been totally disastrous all the time. And I'm sort of always wary of outcome bias becoming too much of a sort of driving factor in our thoughts. But clearly it's not been great in recent weeks. And we've lost something that we had when Nuno first came to the club. I mean, Fletcher was talking about that being new manager bounce. I'm never too sure about the whole new manager bounce thing, because it's just so easy to ascribe narratives after events, isn't it? And maybe that is simply the case. But my hope would be that whatever it was that they found in those early games, and also refound against West Ham, and in parts against Liverpool, and you know, even in the Luton game, we had decent control over things for the majority of it. Whatever those sort of intangible things, whether it was that sort of fearlessness that you talked about, we need to try and find that again now, and hopefully we can if we're sort of crawling out of this chaotic darkness that's been hanging over the club. I think performance-wise, it still feels like it's never been that far away. Really, we'd be feeling quite positive about it if we hadn't have given up those horrible two moments against Liverpool and Luton, right? I mean, they're not necessarily vintage swashbuckling performances, but those would have been four brilliant points in really tough circumstances, where you have to accept there's an awful lot of pressure on these people. You know, these footballers are just people ultimately, and it's hard to perform under pressure. Everyone knows that. It's not an easy place to be. If we'd managed to get those points, we'd have been feeling very positive about where we were, and the players would have had a platform to grow into things again. Obviously, mistakes were made, as they have been all season, and we didn't get the points. So things seem incredibly gloomy, and I felt very gloomy about them as well. So I think the performance isn't miles and miles and miles away. If we can cut out the stupid stuff, then we can get the results that will help us return to those levels of performance, I think. It's obviously about results fundamentally at this point of the season, and with so much to play for. I think the mentality side of things is probably the biggest factor here. We need to see a Forest team that are united on the pitch, that look like they're scrapping for the situation, and it means enough to them. It means as much to them as it does to those of us in the crowd, I suppose. Because there's no doubt that performances and results have been well below par. I wasn't one of these people who expected us to be launching into the top half and flying into Europe and all that sort of stuff. But, you know, this is a talented squad of footballers, and something's not been right with performances and mentality, and we need to start seeing a change in that now. I'm going to take every bit of hope that I can, because if we're not hopeful and optimistic, then there's just no point in doing it. And I'm hopeful that this whole thing sort of being behind us now can be a moment of a catalyst, I suppose, for Nuno and the team. And hopefully we can put things behind us and sort of find that fearlessness again, really attack, use our strengths as well, because we have got really talented attacking players. And I think the clubs around us, particularly Luton, would be absolutely delighted with some of the quality we've got. We've just got to start showing it.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think the wheels have come off at all. It was only the Liverpool home game where we were saying what, you know, Nuno had taken us in the right direction. It's really just the last three away games that have infuriated me, especially the last two. I would like to see players put in a position to succeed and not be set up to fail. And I think that's what my issue was on Saturday, just inviting pressure. But I think we do have talented players, as Pete said, and we can go on from here. There's a difference between now and 12 months ago, and we touched on this earlier with Temps, and he spoke about the connection between team, fans, manager that isn't really there now, and it doesn't feel the same. And part of the reason it doesn't feel the same is because we were in kind of a relegation battle can be epic. It was sort of more epic in the sense we were up against Leeds, Leicester and Southampton, and this season we're against lesser teams. And I think it adds to the frustration that we just keep shooting ourselves in the foot time and time again. But the opportunity is certainly there to address this and get it right. And I really hope, as I asked Pete earlier, use these 2 weeks in a positive way. I really hope, I'm not tempting fate here, touch wood, Chris Wood isn't too bad, because I think he was really good again. And as I said earlier, there were positives come out of Saturday in terms of the back four and Pete's favourite player absolutely smashing it again and doing a good job. So, yeah, there is some optimism. And I suppose, Pete, I don't want to sound disrespectful to Luton, because I know their fans have got an opinion on us, but if we're in a straight shootout with Luton where we're 1 point behind them and it's a 9-game race, you would hope that we can get more points than them. And if we don't, it's the old cliche, we probably deserve to go down, do you think?
Yeah, I think I essentially said that last time I was on the pod. If we go down from this position now, we can't have anyone else to blame but ourselves. And that goes all the way from the top of the football club, from the ownership to the players. with the manager and the playing staff, all in between. It's not disrespectful to Luton to say these things at all. I've got an awful lot of respect for the way that football club has been run in recent years. The successes that they've had have been pretty remarkable, really. I don't think any sort of reasonable Forest fan would say otherwise. And actually, it's a pleasure to watch football clubs have achievements like that, because it's all part of what makes the game good. It's all part of that sort of rich tapestry of the things that we actually appreciate about the game, and some of the things that, you know, we may have lost a little bit along the way as well. That sort of mobility between leagues and those stories of players going all the way with clubs and that sort of stuff. So I don't think it's disrespectful whatsoever to say those things. And any right-thinking Luton fan, I'm sure, would say the same, that in this situation where we're essentially neck and neck, Forest are expected and should be expected to come out on top. So now it comes down to the mentality of the players, the coaching of the coaching staff, and hopefully we can do it. I mean, we have to be optimistic about that. But like you say, if they do go down, then we're not going to have anyone to blame but ourselves. It would have been a collective failure from the very top of the club, given how things have gone off the pitch. To the playing staff, given how things have gone on the pitch, you know, you'd be hard pushed to say that it's been anywhere near good enough. But we've got time now, remaining games this season, to put all that stuff right and hopefully start afresh next season, both in terms of what we do on the pitch and also what we do off the pitch, because we really don't want to be back in this situation having the same conversation again next year.
Yes, we'll come back to that briefly before we end. I'm just looking at the run-ins briefly. They are quite similar, and I think, as Pete says, it does feel like it's in, you know, all these clubs have it in their hands, and the question is, can we step up and drag ourselves out of it? Just briefly, Brentford have got to play Sheffield United at home, Luton away, Everton away, Bournemouth away, and then they've got Fulham at home, so they'll look at that and think they've got points. Everton have got, Burnley at home, Forest at home, Brentford at home, Luton away, Sheffield United at home. I mean, that's a very good set of fixtures for them. Luton, we've spoke about their run coming up, four pretty wretched fixtures. But then they do have home games against Brentford, Everton and Fulham. Not the easiest run in for them, but still some points. And then, as we've said, for us, Crystal Palace, Fulham and Wolves at home, three of the next four games, Everton away, Sheffield United away, Burnley away. We know what's coming, really, and it just feels like... get the job done, I guess, is the challenge now. Just lastly, Pete, I know we'll pick up on this more tomorrow in the Q&A with Greg and Emily. Mikey's had to drop out, but obviously we can't be back in this position again. I mean, it's just been a nightmare, even if we feel like we might have got away with it to an extent at this stage with a four-point deduction.
Yeah, no, we absolutely can't. I don't know if we have really got away with it, to be honest, given the state of the position that we're in. It's been a brutal couple of seasons, really, in the Premier League, hasn't it? But at least, as I think one of the guests on the pod this morning said, last season still sort of felt like an exciting journey because we weren't really expecting anything necessarily. And all those games, they felt like opportunities. The pressure wasn't quite there in the same way. This season has been far from enjoyable. And there's really not much point doing this, certainly from my perspective as a fan, if everything's going to be dominated, the whole story is going to be dominated by what Forest do off the pitch and what our accounts look like and how profligate we are. Look, I appreciate we'll have arguments other times about the sort of structure of the rules, what the motivation behind the rules is and all that sort of stuff. But the fact is that there are rules in place. There are some reasonable principles behind them, I think, some perhaps questionable. But regardless, they are there and they need to be worked within, and they're probably going to be harder as well going forward for Forest to meet. But it needs to be a real focus of the club now, like they told us it was going to be. Because, like I say, there was just no point in having this Premier League experience after all those years away if it's just going to be dominated by all of this nonsense off the pitch. It's been months now of knowing that we were in this position, and before that, months of worrying that we were. And it just cannot be a sensible way of doing things. So, yeah, I think I'm sure the club know that they need to do things better in future. And hopefully we can go into next season optimistic about what's gonna happen, the fortunes of our club, just on the pitch, rather than spending half our time praying about getting 3 points deducted rather than six.
True. We'll wait for official confirmation, and Premier League Premier League will post on their website with the reasons for their findings, I assume. It'll be interesting to go through that and find out exactly how much we did breach by and what the reasons behind the sanctions were. So we'll pick that up in future, probably tomorrow, I assume. Greg Oram asking, will Everton get a heavier sanction? Is it their second bite? I don't know. It just feels, Pete, it's such like an opaque process. There's no clarity around it at all. Each case seems to be different. There doesn't seem to be any structure. It goes to a wider debate, I guess. But yeah, we just don't know. And the Premier League's got some work to do in terms of how they tackle these issues in future, I guess.
Well, yeah, I mean, as you say, we can't answer that question from Greg, because as things stand, the sample size for considering this situation is one. It's one case where we've had the whole judgment published, and that we can see the reasons for the judgment and then the reasons for the appeal judgment. When Forest's come out, that'll double the amount of context we've got, so we'll have a much better sense of things. But still, it's only a sample size of two judgments. And I guess this is something that we're going to have to get used to in the coming years, albeit in a different format, that we just, you know, this is something that is sort of being made up as we go along. So I don't think we can have a strong view about Everton's situation until we see which mitigations of ours were accepted, if any. You presume some of them must have been, if we haven't been given a 6-point or higher deduction, unless, as Greg mentions, we're already being looked upon favourably because it's a first offence in our case. So yeah, we don't know. It'll be really interesting to see. It's our jobs as journalists to be going poring over these sort of long documents. So I'm sort of quite looking forward to doing it, which sounds a bit mad, but hopefully our understanding of the rules and how they're being applied and how sanctions are being decided will be greatly expanded with the increase of that sample size.
Hopefully so. Still nothing official. We'll unpack it more there, and then we'll probably discuss the future of PSR for a little bit, no doubt. But it'd be nice not to worry about spreadsheets in future and just worry about football matters, certainly, and hope that's the case for the months and years to come, although I'm a little bit sceptical it will be, the way the game's going and the way the Premier League is. But I think we do live to fight another day, and that's the note to end on. So thanks for everyone's company. I will just give some sponsorship plugs. I forgot to do this earlier. Brewbacker, who sponsored the podcast, Danny Baker, Forest season ticket holder, is the owner of that company, and the link for what they do is in the description. It's around noise management. If you are a business who needs some help in that area. And of course, also the Trent Navigation. This is very apt. It's Monday night, double stamps on beer loyalty card. What better time to use them? So, go down the Trent Navigation and raise a glass to, Nick DeMarco, who it seems like has done a decent job. The QC who Forrest called in to represent, who seems a very busy man in football. And I'm sure we'll get a few more clients coming his way over the next few months. But like I say, good to have 450 people with us for this, our second podcast of the day. Do us a favour, if you haven't already, hit like on this video, hit subscribe, spread the word, because it does really help us. And we'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll expand on this further and we'll take your questions. In the meantime, Pete, thank you very much. Sincerely, you've been a great help as ever.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Much appreciated.
Someone's just signed up for membership while we're talking. What a name this is. I love it. Bjorn Vidstrand. Fantastic. Oh, that is a great name. Well done, Bjorn. Well done to your parents, Bjorn, for coming out with such a great familial name. Right, we shall leave it there. I'm starting to waffle. Have a good day, everyone, and we shall see you soon.
Sports Social Podcast Network.